From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With Easter only days away, hat makers are hustling to fill their orders for Easter bonnets. That's certainly the case at Estella's Hats in Northeast Washington. Surrounded by a sea of sequins, feathers, rhinestones, and ribbon, Estella Wheeler is a one-woman tornado.
Danielle, tell I need her to thread me a needle and a thread, because I got to put a pillbox together that needs to be in Waldorf by 10 o'clock.
Estella reigns supreme at her storefront corner shop, where hats of all sizes, shapes, and colors line the walls. Cloches, pillboxes, derbies, and wide brims, some large as umbrellas and so elaborate they make the Sistine Chapel look downright plain. There used to be dozens of milliners like this in Washington. Now they're just a handful. Women like Estella, who help sustain the largely African-American tradition of wearing hats every Sunday morning.
You got that. Oh, wear the hat, not let the hat wear you.
All right.
You got that? And then, ladies, when you're wearing hats, you really don't need a lot of hair in your face, because your hat is doing all the talking. And when the hat's doing the talking, guess what? All you got to do is do the walking. So once you put that hat on, cock it to the side, and baby, guess what? You're ready for the Lord's house on Sunday.
As Estella explains it, hats are more than just a fashion accessory, especially when you look back in history. When larger society dictated that blacks were second-class citizens, hats allowed black women to express self-respect and pride.
Pride, dignity, oh, they just represent who we are. When you see the average black woman, you see her walking with her head held high. And I'm telling you, back in the day, when we had nowhere else to go, my mother told me she shielded us from prejudice and from all the hatred. So she only took us to church, because she said any other place we could go, we weren't accepted. So we only went to God's house. And when we went, she said, this is the way the people of God and black people dressed back in the day.
How do you know when you have the right hat?
I can look at a face and tell automatically what they will look good in, because that's what I do. It's a labor of love. That person blossoms. It's like all of a sudden a smile comes over the face and it goes, yes, this is it.
You can see the transformation.
Oh, my God.
What happens?
Oh, they just absolutely get so excited. I think I just have to sit down and take a breather.
They're lit from within.
Exactly. And it just shows.
Is there an Easter bonnet here in your workshop
that
you're working on right now?
Well, this one I finished with. I just got to finish stitching this.
Okay, now what this is? Is this a pillbox?
Yes. See, their pillboxes come in about 20 styles. We got them slanting. We got them laid down. We got them sitting up. We got them tilt over. See, everybody thinking about the pillboxes being just one box.
I guess Jackie Kennedy did that to
exactly.
us.
She did
left
that
in
to
our
us.
Mind this image
but
of a pillbox.
But see, what you must admit, before Jackie Kennedy, there was the black woman. And the black woman had hats before Jackie Kennedy ever knew who she was.
Now, this is a smaller hat. Now, you've got a bigger one here
yes,
also.
Look at this. Yes.
And what shade of green would you say that is? An apple green?
That's exactly what they're calling it. Apple green.
Now, let's describe this. This is a wide brim.
A wide brim.
With a satin brim.
And then it has a large bow, a butterfly bow on the side. And then you notice we put just a little bit of sequins. These are called bugle bees. And we embellish it in the cartwheels right there going all around it.
Now, one question that I have always had, when you look at a hat, there's usually
a label.
A label. Do you follow the label? Does the label tell you where the hat, how the hat should be worn?
It's there to follow. But listen, what I've discovered over the years, forget the label, baby, because it may look better on you backwards. Perfect example. How do guys wear their hats backwards? They put on their baseball caps with the label in the front. Perfect example.
Estella, I have to ask you about a hat that I saw when I first came in. There is this light purple hat that has these delicate lavender leaves all
over
it.
Isn't this gorgeous? You know what they call it? The lampshade.
It does look like a
lampshade.
Look
at it. Look at
the
shape of it.
It does.
And it's embellished with these leaves that were just sort of scattered all the way around the crown and the brim.
And it almost looks like the wind.
Blew it
there. The wind blew these leaves in this kind of scattered pattern.
Would you believe I got a matching suit on the other side to go with this hat? And guess what? My daughter's going to lay rhinestones on the end of each one of these.
Oh, so this is a work in progress.
There you go, baby.
Now, how do you put the rhinestones on the hat? Do you use a glue gun?
No. No glue gun. You have to use cold glue to put on rhinestones. Okay. That's for that one. Then I got another glue. And don't you back up on the glue gun, baby, because you will be hollering. See my glue gun? So once she rhinestones this, I'm going to work on a black field box that we have to also put in the box to leave town today.
Do you feel in some ways that you're keeping a tradition alive?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I know we are. If you walk into the black church now, average black church, you will see that old-fashioned look, that look from days of yesteryear. You will look back and say, that looked like what they used to do 50 years ago, because the hats are very much alive in some churches. And I'm hoping eventually that the churches would get back to fixing themselves up and going to God's house looking like God's people rather than anything goes.
Now, what are you wearing on Easter Sunday?
Oh, my God. It's a couture, which should be arriving today, by the way, because I ordered this special hat. I was reading in the Bible about the streets of pearls and gates of gold. So I said, I want to do a hat with rhinestones coming down the side and pearls dripping off. And it ain't nothing but the truth. And it's going to be apple green, too. And my suit is going to be that apple green. I have the matching shoes and purse.
You have apple green shoes.
You better believe it.
Resplendent from head to toe.
You got to be. You got to represent the king, and then I have to represent a Stella Sat boutique. If I go to the grocery store in the morning, do you know I take time to put on full attire and include my hat? I had to go to the washerette a couple of times in my life because my washing machine broke down.
You wore a hat to the laundromat.
You better believe it, baby. Mm-hmm. When I walk out of here, guess what? I want to look a certain way. I want people to be able to look at me and say, yes, that must be a woman going somewhere special.
Estella Wheeler, the owner and queen bee of Estella Hats in Washington, D.C. Estella says she, her daughter, and an assistant will work around the clock between now and Easter. And if history is any indication, there'll be a few last-minute shoppers desperately knocking at her door early Sunday morning. You can see photos of my trip to Estella's on our website, npr.org.